friends, it's Liz Berg here at WFMU, podcasting at you from Jersey City, New Jersey. This week, I got a special guest. I know I haven't done that in a while, but finally I got off my lazy ass and invited somebody cool to play on my radio show, and I wanted to share the set with you here on the podcast because it was so amazing. Mr. Dan Friel, formerly of the band Parts and Labor from Brooklyn, has been working on his solo material for, I don't know, the past 5 or so years. Parts and Labor sort of came to an end recently, and now Dan is focusing on his fantastic solo work. And if you're not familiar with it, and if you haven't seen him live, I highly recommend it. He's got this amazing one-man setup. He's got a keyboard, some like pedals and samplers and knobs to twirl and things like that, and he just makes this incredibly happy sounding noise. When Dan was performing live on my radio show, many of the listener comments, the listener commenters thought that the Dan's music would be appropriate to play on an ice cream truck in some sort of demented version of reality, which I kind of agree with. It's wonderful. But anyway, I think you'll really enjoy this set. It is such a treat. Dan is going to be releasing a 12-inch a little bit later this year on the Thrill Jockey label, and then his next full-length album comes out early next year, so definitely look out for it. Dan's going to be playing a couple of shows this week, and one of which is in Baltimore on the 13th, Thursday. He's going to be playing at Ram's Head along with Tortoise, Future Islands, Matmos, Arboretum, Pontiac, and Ed Schrader. And then this Friday, the 14th of September, Dan will be playing Thrill Jockey's 20th anniversary party at Death by Audio in Brooklyn with White Hills, Guardian Alien, Man Forever, and Wrighton. And then he'll be in London, UK with the Black Dice on October 4th. Pretty cool, huh? Anyway, I hope you enjoy this set, and I'll be talking with Dan at the end of it so you can learn a little bit more about him. Enjoy! sitting here with Mr. Dan Friel.
Hey, Liz.
Hey, Dan. Thanks so much for playing here. Wow, yeah. That was so incredible. You know, you've got a lot of new quotes for your press sheet, according to WFMU's playlist comments today.
Okay, hit me.
So let me tell you what people say about you. It's like having my brain flossed with barbed wire, but with a great melody. I don't know what it is, but it's full of cute little musical quotes, and with or without them, I like it. This is the music from an ice cream truck in some demented reality. The Phil Spector of robot world.
Wow.
Yeah. I want a fudge bar with bits of real broken glass. I don't know if I was talking about your set, but that's kind of interesting. A fun theme to a teensploitation flick for a sorority house full of sassy androids. Mm-hmm. I want the ice cream implied by these beats. Man, there's some good stuff. Anyway, the people here really enjoyed your set, and I'm so excited that you were able to come down because you've been sort of, I don't know, you've been playing shows, but you've been a little MIA, right? I mean, you haven't released a record in a little while. What's up with that?
It's true. Wait, I want to point out that the sound you made when you moved your mic just now, the creaking of that thing, sounded really awesome. Can you do that again? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I haven't done a solo full length since 2008 because I was working on the last Parts and Labor record, and I don't know, I just didn't get around to it. The record that is going to be coming out on Thrill Jockey next year, the full length, I've actually kind of had sitting around for, I don't know, not a year, but close to that at this point, and it just took me a while to get it together. But I've been doing like other life stuff. And it took a lot of effort to put together, like, to organize the last Parts and Labor shows and all that kind of stuff. And that was just like what I wanted to focus on. And now that like we're not doing anything indefinitely, I'm just going to try and crank out more solo stuff with some regularity.
Awesome. Yeah. I love it. So you've just recently joined the Thrill Jockey label, and they've got a series of shows going on this weekend to celebrate their 20th anniversary. Yeah. And I wanted to thank Jamie for helping to set this up.
Thanks, Jamie.
Tell us about the shows. Even there's one in Baltimore, and there are two in New York this weekend.
Right. So I'm playing the one in Baltimore on Thursday and at Death by Audio in Brooklyn on Friday. And then on Saturday, there's one at Webster Hall. The one in Baltimore, let's see if I can do this off the top of my head, is Tortoise, Matmos, me, Arboretum, Pontiac, and celebrity hosts Ed Schrader and Nolan from Double Dagger.
Oh, you know it's going to be a party then.
It's going to be awesome. Then Friday is Death by Audio with Guardian Alien and Man Forever and White Hills and Righton? I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but that. And then Saturday, I'm not so sure, but I know that Liturgy is involved, and I think Tortoise and Future Islands. Oh, Future Islands is playing that Baltimore show, too. That's who I forgot.
Cool. What a fun weekend. Wow.
Yeah, seriously.
Are you going to just be swept away and then you have to go to work afterwards, you said?
Yeah, well, I'm working on Friday, so I'm going to drive back from the Baltimore show and then it'll be fine. Whatever. I'm not going to complain.
Yeah, you were here bright and early, and I think the last time you did your solo stuff here, you were here like even earlier probably, right?
Yeah, it was like around the same time. It's not so bad. I was saying earlier, DJ Kaylee asked me at one point about, she was like, if you want to ever come on my show, but her show is crazy. It's like 6 a.m. or 3 a.m. on Sundays.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe at some point, but compared to that, this is cake.
All right. Good. Then I don't feel so bad for waking you up and making you come over to Jersey City.
No, not at all.
To play your music. But what have you been listening to lately? I'm curious.
Good question. Last week I discovered, I'm going to slaughter the name of this, but the John Adams piece, Harmonilayer, which is this really awesome orchestral kind of grandiose minimalism thing that I just didn't know about. I don't know about that guy's music, and I've been trying to learn about more orchestral stuff because I'm working on a string quartet. I'm going to do something with this string quartet called Ethel, who are based in New York, who are awesome, and I've been listening to their recordings a lot too. Stuff that they've done with this guy John King, who does these like very minimal, like heavy bluesy string quartets that are really awesome. been listening to the new Black Dice a bunch. The song The Jacker on there is kind of my jam this summer.
I like that album.
That album's awesome, and that song is just weird as hell and great. What else? I played a show a couple months ago with, it's complicated, but the music of Ursula Bogner, this German electronic composer from the 70s, who may or may not exist. You can do your own research. But the music is awesome, totally weird and creepy, and heavy and electronic and great. Those are a few off the top of my head.
Very cool. Now, we talked a little bit about your forthcoming record, but does it have a name?
It's called Total Folklore, and it'll be out in February, and there's a 12-inch that's coming out in October with one of the songs that I played today, a song called Valedictorian, and then a couple of remixes. There's a remix by Peking Lights, which I'm really psyched about.
Oh, nice.
Love those guys.
Love Peking Lights.
So cool. Great. They did like a 14-minute remix of one of the songs that takes up a whole side of the 12-inch.
Is it like slow jam kind of stuff?
It's like,
or is it like a 14-minute party?
It's a little bit of both. It's a remix of the last thing I did just now, so like a really long, epic, heavy one.
Yeah.
And they just, you know, they kind of like took it to Dubtown, and it's awesome. And then there's another remix by Moss of Aura, which is Garrett from Future Islands. And his stuff is awesome, and I didn't really know about it until just recently. Bettina from Thrill Jockey kind of turned me onto it, even though I've played with Future Islands many, many times. I just hadn't really checked out those records, and he totally killed it. So it's also the first time anybody's ever remixed any of my music, so it's kind of a cool process to just be like, here's a bunch of pieces of my song that are like sound really weird and like half-assed, separated, and I hope you can do something with it, and then just see what people come back with. It's kind of a cool process.
So were you totally shocked with what you heard?
I was, just because I've never done it before. I think they could have sent back anything and I would have been like, whoa.
That's my song, but it's not my song.
Exactly. But yeah, it was awesome. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Where can people find you on the internet so that they can? I mean, your last album was just so amazing and incredible. And I would tell anybody, you know, if they hadn't heard you before or if they hadn't bought that album back when it came out, that it's still incredible and totally listenable.
Thank you.
It stands the test of time, as they say. But you have a website, correct?
Yeah, I'm danfriel.com.
That's easy.
Yeah, not too bad. F-R-I-E-L. And then, that record, Ghost Town, was on Important Records. You can get it from them. You can get it from me.
Yeah, it's a really good one. And I got to say, I was super excited. The summer you played a show, and you were sitting on stage right next to Dustin Wong, and you guys were kind of like one-twoing it. Like, Dustin would play a little something, and then Dan would play a little something, and then you guys,
jam at the end.
Oh, man, that was like a nerdy Liz Berg dream on stage there. I was so excited.
That was a nerdy Dan Friel dream, too. Dustin is amazing. The story behind that is there was a show at South by Southwest this year that just had, like, a gazillion bands on it because it's South by Southwest, and they were like, hey, we don't really have enough time slots for everybody to play. So why don't you and Dustin Wong and Hubble all play at the same time and just battle? Do you know Hubble? Liz is nodding her head.
Yes, sorry. You can't hear that on the radio.
I do that all the time. It's just dead air. It's like, let's just nod.
Yes, yes, keep nodding.
We just had a conversation. the idea was that we were going to do this like three-way battle concert between like, you know, people who don't battle. And Hubble ended up having to bail because Ben plays in The Men now, and The Men are super busy, and he had to go do some other things. And the concert was running like 4 hours late. So it ended up being me and Dustin like battling in a parking lot in Austin, and it was fun, and we decided to do it again.
Nice. Yeah. I got to say, I hope that happens again, even though I know Dustin moved to Japan.
Too. Yeah. Dustin's in Japan now, but I guess that means that if we're going to do it, I'm going to have to go to Japan.
Too bad for you, man.
Yeah.
So, do you think you're going to be collaborating with other people kind of like that in the near future, or are you just like into the solo thing? And
no, I mean, without like, you know, focusing all my attention on parts and labor. Now I'm trying to do lots of different things, and I'm trying to collaborate with people more. I'm going to do a collaborative set with Diamond Terrifier, aka yes. Sam from Z's, as part of his series Practice at Zebulon. That's on, it's in October. It's like the 25th or something. Whatever the Tuesday is that's like near the 25th, it's that. At Zebulon, me and Diamond Terrifier. I actually, while I was playing right now, got a text message from my man Eli Lehrhoff asking if I wanted to do his collaborative thing next Wednesday. I can't remember if I have anything going on next Wednesday, but maybe I'm doing a collaborative thing next Wednesday.
Nice. You know, the cool thing about Parts and Labor is you guys are all like these musical genius savants, and now you've kind of like spread out and you're doing your own thing. I mean, I know I had Sarah Lipstate, aka Novella, here on the show not too long ago, and she's been doing wonderful stuff.
She's been keeping super busy. She also did a string quartet or some sort of like orchestral thing in the last year too, which I really need to check out. Yeah, she's been busy. BJ hasn't come up with any new Shooting Spires stuff yet since we stopped doing Parts and Labor, but I'm sure he will be back at it sometime soon. And then Joe Wong, who was playing drums in the band for the last 5 years, he's out in L.A. He does music for, you know the show Super Jail?
Yeah.
He does all the music for Super Jail.
Oh, wow.
He plays like a gazillion instruments, and yeah, he's a badass.
Jeez.
Yeah.
The Parts and Labor on your resume just like means you're going to be a superstar.
of WFMU.
Yes, of course, of WFMU. And, you know, the real world.
And the real world.
I just, yeah. You know, I have this secret hope that, like, one day, somebody who works in some, you know, big company that might be able to, like, help you, or a Dustin Wong or something, just, like, it catches their ears and they give you a job doing something that you love. Doing.
I wonder if I can get into the business of writing the ice cream truck songs.
I think you might have a career.
I mean, that one is pretty good.
Yeah.
Maybe I could try and.
I have a special place in my heart for ice cream truck music, and sometimes I play it during my radio show. I talk over it, and it kind of produces like weird gut reactions out of people, you know? Like if they hear the Mr. Softy song, they're either like, shut up, I had to listen to that for 3 months straight out my window.
Oh,
or
yeah.
They're like, oh yeah, what about the, you know, or that one song that goes, hello.
That's,
you know,
true.
That has a little sample in it.
Anyway. A friend of mine lives like right on the corner of Bedford and North 7th, and the ice cream truck would just park outside her window, and she just wanted to destroy the dude. Yeah, I could.
Anyway, we need some new ice cream truck music. That's my point, is that, yeah. You know, all these
Dustin
earworms.
Could get in on that, too.
Yeah, I think you guys could both program a few ice cream trucks and really make it big.
Oh, man, and the Hubble ice cream truck? That would be awesome.
Yes. is there anything else that we forgot to talk about that we should be telling the good people who are listening out there?
No, I think we pretty much hit it all.
All right, cool. Yeah. Well, with
thanks,
that,
Liz.
Thank you, Dan. This was pretty much a fun morning and a crazy fun morning. Probably the most exciting morning here in a while.
Ever.
Yes, ever. So I want to thank you for coming down and, you know, hauling all your stuff in that backpack of yours and... you know, playing some happy Monday, getting pumped music for the people.
Playing some Happy Mondays covers.
Yeah, yeah. Happy Mondays covers. Yeah. Only Happy Mondays covers today.
Nothing but.
I wish you luck if you're heading off to work after this.
It'll be fine.
You'll be okay?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, thank you again for coming by, and wow, so great. Everybody should go see you this weekend at Death by
yes.
Audio.
Yeah, Death by Audio on Friday. Come on by.
Or if you're in Baltimore, night before.
Yep.
Check it out. All right, cool.
Thanks
again, Dan Friel.